When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
I'm trying to evolve as a human being.
Why? That's not going to be good for ratings.
No, I think it's actually going to be really good.
Think about us.
Yeah, because I'm about to really anger one of my friends, and that's good.
Oh, okay.
That's good for ratings, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't mean to do. So I was raised in a house where the rule was Christmas morning or on birthdays, if you open up a gift and you don't like that gift, you STFU and you say thank you and you take the gift.
Preach.
Right?
Absolutely.
So that's where I've been my entire life. So I just recently had a birthday, and a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, was a little belated birthday present that she dropped off. And I opened it up this morning, and she's good because she knows that I've been doing a lot more cycling lately. Like, I'm taking out my e-bike way more. And
she get you some butt pads?
Well, let me just, I'm gonna pass a picture around of what she got me. And I have a hard internal rule about this. You know my rule, right? I don't put those... When I'm riding my bike, I got gym shorts on, I got a t-shirt on or some tank top. I'm not riding the Tour de Sandy Springs where I need to have that whole
spandex outfit.
I guess that you wear that because It's aerodynamic and you're trying to get to where you're going faster. And I see these men and women in packs, literally like it's the Tour de Sandy Springs, right? I refuse to put one of those on.
Like the one piece, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like the spandex one piece.
Yeah, this is a two piece.
Oh, okay, all right.
But it's in the same vein. And not only did she get me this, but she got one for me that is bright yellow.
So you don't get hit by a car.
I'd rather be hit by a car. Here.
Trust me on this. No, you don't.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, pass that around. Right, now, her heart was in the right place. Or maybe this is a gag gift. I'm not sure, but I'll never wear that.
No, you have to wear it in studio this week.
Oh, that would be funny.
You have to. Okay. It's cute.
I'll do it for a laugh on Friday, but I will never wear that out on the streets on my bike, right? Mo has it in his hands right now.
Could you picture Burt Weiss in that?
No. I want to see it, though.
Those are some nut huggers right there.
Yeah, serious, right?
Now Abby's got it.
Okay, Big Bird.
I mean, it's bright yellow and black, so I have a hard rule that I'm never going to be in one of those anyway, so it'll never be worn. And her heart was in the right place. She knows me really well, so she should know that I would never, ever, ever wear that, but apparently she doesn't. So do I accept that? And this is a person that's in my life quite a bit, so she would know if it was not being worn. So do I just say straight up, hey, thank you so much, but I'm never wearing that? Or do I just accept it and then just assume that she's going to assume she's missed me on the days that I come back and I have that thing on?
If this is somebody that you hang out with on the regular, the next time you hang out with them, wherever it is, you wear that outfit.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You wear that outfit so they can see what a ridiculous gift it was.
So I can say to her, like, hey, I'll meet you at Fridays tonight for a drink.
Yes.
And then she shows up, and then there I am, like, looking like Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
You should do
That's
it.
That's good.
Every time you meet them socially. Seriously. They'll get, it'll be, if they have a funny sense of humor, it'll be funny, and then they'll get the message.
She is a loving friend. She really is a very good friend and knows me so well. So
yes.
Really? That well? Because it don't seem like it.
Right. Unless she's joking.
So, unless it's a play on Big Bird's Adventure.
She knows you love bumblebees.
Unless maybe it was a gag gift and I'm taking it seriously. But she knows, like, what with love languages, I wrote these down. The love languages are what? Words of affirmation, right? Quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts. Mm-hmm. The first four for me are almost on the same line. words of affirmation. Quality time is physical touch to me.
We'll
merge those
two
together.
You're not getting that from any of us.
I'm not asking.
You ain't getting it from anybody with that outfit on.
No doubt. And the last one for me is receiving gifts. Like, it's just, it doesn't touch me.
Yeah.
Much like that fabric never will my back.
Next time you see her, wear it, please.
The Burt Show.